What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Friday, May 26th, 2023. My name's Jeremy. This is my first cup. Tasty, tasty coffee. Who's here? I want to say good morning to Frank and Brian and Stacy and Dennis and all the rest of you out there, whether you are watching live later or listening. Thank you for coming by. Happy Friday to you. I hope you have had a good week. I hope for those of you in the U.S., you are looking forward to a lovely Memorial Day weekend. Maybe you're even taking today off or part of today off, as I sort of am. I will probably be done with work around 1, maybe 2, so a couple hours off from a normal work day. But I'm still looking forward to it. It is cold out there, so I took a gamble. I took a gamble. Today's Friday, Thursday, Wednesday night. I put my plants on the porch. And I said, you know what? They're going to be fine. And I took a look Wednesday night, and I watched the weather, and I said, it's going to be fine. And it was. Got down to 35, 6 degrees. Last night, I looked at the weather, and I said, okay. What's the temperature going to be? It said 38. I said, all right, we usually get a couple degrees colder than the forecast where I am. I woke up to 30. But they seem okay. I see no signs of frost damage. So knock on, this is not even real. Actually, the coasters would. We'll see if they do okay. I can't plant today because we've got scorching weekend coming and the plants will not make that transition well. I want to know about your Thursday. Did you check out the episode of Martial Arts Radio that Andrew and I just dropped with our conversations on the 6 freedoms of martial arts? I hope you have. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have feedback or questions you will add on. Now, last night we had a wonderful core team meeting where we talked about a number of the projects going on with Whistlekick, but the big conversation was around Martial Summit. Now, a reminder to all of you, Wednesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 12th, this is Martial Summit. Thursday the 9th through Sunday the 12th. Thursday is expected to focus on instructors and school owners. So those of you who are looking saying, Jeremy, I can't take 2 days off. I can't get there for Thursday. That's going to be too much. I understand. The best stuff is still going to be on the weekend. We're still going to have plenty of stuff Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon. Not Sunday night because people are going to go home. But there is a ton of stuff that we are doing. We just took another step forward last night, the team on what we're doing. And this is going to be a martial arts event unlike anything else that's ever been done. Because this is Whistlekick and we don't do the same old. Good morning, Jenny. Good morning, Gad. So I'm fired up. I'm excited. I'm pumped for all these things that are going to happen. Anything else I want to say on that? I don't think so. So what am I doing today? Going to help a client out with some computer stuff. Yes, I still do a little bit of that, very little, but ironically enough, three people I do computer work for, four. I've done 2 of the 4 this week, which is very, very uncommon, but I'm going to go help somebody out with some of that. And then I'll probably go to one of my favorite coffee shops, do a little bit email, review the week, plan next week. And then I'm home to probably just relax for a little bit, maybe do a little bit outside. We'll see. And then this evening, somebody in the community, she is being inducted into the Vermont Running Hall of Fame. And without saying too much about it, a bunch of her family doesn't think it's important enough to go. And I'm afraid she's not going to have very many people there. So I'm going to go and support her. Yeah. She's a wonderful person. She is 93. And was running into like her late 80s. She pretty much stopped running just before I met her. When did I meet her? Like 89, I met her. And she's like, oh, I had just stopped running last spring or something like that. This woman's nuts. She's great. So I want to know about you. I want to know about your Thursday. I want to know what's going on today. What's your Friday got going? And what does the weekend look like for you? Now, here's the question. And I need your help. Monday, Memorial Day, the holiday. Is anybody going to show up? I wouldn't mind taking the day off. How do you guys feel about that? I am going to do a little bit of work, but I wouldn't mind taking the day off in terms of the show. Stacy says she's sleeping in on Monday. Okay. Any other votes? Jenny says, if there's a show, I'll be here. If there isn't, I'll do more yoga. Okay. See if anybody's going to break that tie. And so this weekend, what's going on this weekend? One of my best friends from high school is visiting for a couple days. He comes out about once a year. He lives in Maine, and I usually see him out there more often, but this is an opportunity for him to come hang and spend some time away from his family. He loves his family, but Frank's saying take the day off. Brian's saying take the day off. All right. So no show on Monday. Thank you. I appreciate that. Then it says, let's plan to sleep in Monday. Later that day, very exciting. We're going to watch Nikki marching with her school's color guard and her town's parade. Oh, that's awesome. Gad, talking about his plans, taekwondo training this evening and looking forward to the long weekend. It's a holiday on Monday because of Whit Monday. What is Whit Monday? Gad, can you educate us about your European holidays? Or maybe it's a Dutch holiday? Your non-American holidays, because nobody ever teaches us about those other things. I've always enjoyed how the rest of the world understands American geography, but Americans don't understand geography in the rest of the world. It's fascinating to me. Good morning to you, Andy. What else am I doing? So we're not going to do much. Probably take the doors off the Jeep and go for a ride. And then when he leaves, there are a number of things that look like they're popping up with some friends around here. So I may do some of those things. Monday, I will be doing probably a half day of work, doing a little bit of work. I'm behind on a few things. There's a lot going on. And I want to catch up. So, yeah. So we'll see. God says it's a European thing. The day after Pentecost. I don't know what that is either. Ignorant Americans. Oh, ignorant to the ways of the rest of the world. Or maybe that's a religious thing. Sounds like it could be Pentecostal. Isn't that a religious thing? I don't know. Oh, Jenny, don't worry. A lot of the world does that. A lot of the world does all that. We're not going to talk about it, though. And hopefully I get the kid down the road to cut the grass. Because most of it has not been cut yet, and it's time. Maybe I'll chainsaw those logs out there. My winter harvest of downed trees. I get a decent amount of wood from that on my little 1 acre property. If I had 10 acres with this size house, I probably would not need to buy firewood, to be honest with you. That would be kind of neat. But, all right. Pentecost is a Christian celebration. Okay. Also known as Whit Monday, the Sunday 50 days after Easter. Have you heard of Easter? Yes. But here's a fun one for you. Some of you have heard this, and it's one of the most self-deprecating things that I can say, but it's completely true. Out of college, I worked at a retail store. I worked at Staples. And we were, let's see, it was like summer, and somebody started talking about Black Friday. And they said, Jeremy, what do you usually do on Black Friday? And I was like, I don't know, I'm Jewish. I thought it was like a Ash Wednesday sort of a deal. And I'll tell you, the woman standing there laughed so hard, I thought she was going to die. See, I never worked in retail during Black Friday. I had just started in retail the year before, but it was after, or maybe it was early that year, maybe it was in January. I hadn't worked in retail very long. And just somehow the term Black Friday had missed me. I understood that the day after Thanksgiving had a lot of sales, but just had missed that term. I was 22. And yeah, everybody thought that was funny. So there you go. All right. Frank sent over jokes. We're going to start with the jokes. And then we're going to talk about something very interesting that I don't think we've ever talked about before, probably inspired by a post I made yesterday on Facebook. Oral hygiene. Thank you for Frank, for all you do for the show, for making sure there's always stuff to talk about. Thank you to Josh for our theme song and to Denise for the audio. All right, here we go. Does this set up the way I want it to? Yeah, we'll run here. Come on, you. Back there. The joke's for Fun Day Friday. May is National Salad Month. Okay. Did you hear about the plate full of salads that was sent to the wrong table? Lettuce tray was a lettuce tray. I've just applied for a job in a salad packing factory. The hours are terrible, but apparently the celery is good. Ingredients for a honeymoon salad. Lettuce alone without dressing. How do you make a Caesar salad from a salad? You stab it 23 times. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing. Bland salad is a problem. It needs a dressing. I had a disturbingly long dream that I was making a salad. I was tossing all night. What do you call a hen staring at a bowl of lettuce? Chicken sees a salad. Do you know why I knock on my fridge before opening? Because there might be a salad dressing inside. What do salads say in church? Let us pray. A Roman emperor walks into a Pompeii restaurant, orders a salad. Caesar, the waiter exclaimed. No, Waldorf, he replied. I don't get it. Caesar. Yep, I'm not getting it. Sorry, maybe somebody will explain it to me. What's a wolf's favorite salad green? Arugula. What do you get when you cross a sad dog and a fruit salad? A melancholy. What did the DJ say at the salad bar? Let us turn up the beat. What gets all shook up and comes on your salad? Elvis parsley. What kind of salad dressing does a sneaky burglar use? Hidden Alley Ranch. Honey, the salad tastes funny. Are you sure you washed the veggies? Of course I did. Can't you see the soap bubbles? Oh, those are some great / terrible jokes. I love them. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's kind of where I thought it was going, but I felt like I was missing something. So he says the waiter was speaking to Caesar. Caesar wanted a Waldorf salad. Got it. Waldorf salad is a terrible salad. Salad should not have mayonnaise. Just putting that out there. Just because you mix a few things together, don't get to call it a salad. Jello. Nothing with Jello is a salad. Just want to put that out there. Those of you who did not grow up in the 80s or the 70s, I'm told this happened in the 70s as well, may be very confused, but yeah. Jello salad. Which was a dessert that my mother made. And it was actually quite tasty, other than the fact that the word salad was completely misappropriated. Yeah. See, Stacy's Harding Jello salad. Yeah. And this is the most ridiculous name. Ambrosia. In the Bible, ambrosia is the food of the gods. The idea that the gods ate Jello does not fly with me. If the gods could eat anything, they're not eating Jello with mandarin oranges in it. Let's just get that straight. I don't know what they would eat, but I would imagine something better. Good stuff. Thank you, Frank. All right. Closing this. And now we're going to talk about, as silly as this sounds, oral hygiene. Because my opinions on some of these subjects are not always commonly held. What are your views on toothpaste? So this came, I posted on Facebook yesterday. I had a dental appointment yesterday, just a cleaning. And one of the things, and I think this happens at every dentist, they're checking basically how deep into your gums can they stab a thing, right? What is the depth of, they call them pockets. And these pockets can collect food, and if you don't brush well, it can become a problem and everything. So last time I had a number of spots that they thought were too deep. By the way, the only cavity I've ever had is related to this crown from an errant roundhouse kick my freshman year of college. I've never had a cavity beyond things related to this. My teeth have always been great, other than crooked, which we've now fixed. So my brushing habits have never been bad, okay? And so this woman 6 months ago was lecturing me on what I should do. And you need to floss. I hate flossing. I think flossing is stupid. I don't floss. And just grilling me on what I do. You really need to do this. You need to floss. And I said, you know what? Fine. So I went back, did a little more research. And one of the things that only recently have I come to figure out, if you rinse the toothpaste out of your mouth after you brush, it doesn't do anything. It's irrelevant. The idea that it somehow cleans better, it's not soap. It doesn't clean your mouth. If anything, it provides some friction, right? It's gritty and it cleans your teeth in that way. So I started brushing. I mean, I've always brushed, not always, but for years I've brushed 3 times a day. Now I brush in the morning with toothpaste, and the other two, I just use the brush. And so the dental hygienist is like, wow, these are better. And she calls in the dentist, and the dentist is like, wow, these are better. What are you doing differently? And I said, you're not going to like it. She's like, all right, try me. And I said, I only use toothpaste once a day. Now, the only reason I use toothpaste once a day is because I was unwilling to completely give it up, because there's been so much indoctrination in my brain that I needed toothpaste. And the idea of never using it again made me panic. Oh, Jenny, don't worry. We're going to get there. So she said, well, you can't argue with the results. And the hygienist starts trying to lecture me about fluoride. And how we need fluoride. And she's like, you know, if you don't get fluoride, it was a little unclear what she was trying to do. But she made the comment about fluoride in the water. And I said, fluoride from the water doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't stay on your teeth long enough to take effect. She's like, yeah, I know. And in fact, and Jenny said it, fluoride is like the thyroid issues. No one should be drinking water with fluoride in it. There is absolutely zero benefit to doing so. And there is tremendous downside. Fluoride is literally a neurotoxin. The idea that it is put in our water is so utterly ridiculous as to be criminal. I would honestly say it is criminal. If you don't believe me, and you should never just take my word for anything, go look this stuff up. Okay. So I brush in the morning with toothpaste and I don't rinse it out, because then it stays on my teeth and it does something. Because if I'm not going to do that with it, there's no point. Okay. Can you get toothpaste without fluoride? Yes. What does toothpaste really do? It makes you feel like your mouth is clean. Does it do anything else? No. No. All of this stuff that we think has been supported by science in the oral health world is really from the ADA, the American Dentist Association, which is a lobbying group. It's not a science group. It's a lobbying group. They got people to buy toothpaste. They got people to floss. They got people to do all these things and convince us of all these other things. Why? Have you ever wondered why dental care is separate from everything else? Why is dental care separate from your regular medical plan? Does that make sense to anybody? Your feet aren't separate. Your hands aren't separate. Why your teeth? Gad says, my view of toothpaste is from on top. Ha ha. Ha ha. I like it. All right, next. Electric toothbrushes for or against? I think they're great. There are different, all sorts of different ones. I use one. What's the brand? Shoot. I don't remember the brand. It's a rather generic electric toothbrush, but here's what's great about it. The brushes have activated charcoal in the bristles, which helps reduce staining. And I noticed within a few months that my teeth were getting whiter, which was nice. And they send me a new brush head on a subscription, so I don't have to worry about when to change it. It's one less thing to think about. Do I spend $8 on that brush head? Yes. Is it the most expensive way I could probably keep and brush my teeth? Sort of. Except that one of the toothbrushes died and they sent me a new one for free. Because as long as you're actively subscribing, you have a lifetime warranty on the brush. So, solid. But I keep a non-electric toothbrush in my car. I keep a non-electric toothbrush at the office. If I eat, I brush. And here's the thing. And Dennis says vision coverage is typically separate too. Yes. It's not an Oral-B. It's some kind of techie, startup-y sort of deal. I think we should change the verb from brush to clean. Sometimes your teeth need a couple quick passes with a brush and a rinse to be clean. Sometimes you need to brush and spit and brush and spit a few times before they're clean. Sometimes you need floss. I'm not saying I never floss. I just don't floss for no reason. The idea that we would clean everything in the same way every time, regardless of what the situation is just silly. It creates irritation unnecessarily. And the stiffer the brush you use, the more you're banging up your gums. So, both. There are also times I will use a manual toothbrush to get out a few spots before I use the electric toothbrush, especially in the morning, because I'm not going to spit and I want to make sure my teeth are clean and there's enough food in my mouth before I leave the toothpaste on. So there you go. I can see the packaging. I'm trying to remember what the name of this brand is. It's a competitor to Quip. Quip is the other, I think, the other big startup in the toothbrush world. Anyways, and mouthwash, for or against? Against. Here's the thing. And this is the thing that, if there's a big oral health conspiracy, this is it, okay? Why don't animals need to brush their teeth? Ever thought about that? The very process that they're telling us to try to prevent, the idea that the bacteria in our mouth eat the food that is left over, is somehow unwanted. It's literally how we've evolved. Every animal in the wild, your dogs, your cats, your birds, everything has bacteria in its mouth. We are, by cell count, overwhelmingly bacteria. Those bacteria have a role. We have evolved to be in symbiosis with them. And so the bacteria in our mouth are not only acceptable and longstanding, but we need them. What does mouthwash do? It kills all of them. Now, there are claims that if you, how do I want to say it? That you want to kill the bacteria so they can't eat the food that gets stuck between your teeth and turn into plaque, which ultimately can turn into cavities. Now, the cavity thing is a whole other subject, because guess what? Cavities can heal. Yeah. Did you know that? Cavities can heal. Frank says, doesn't that get kind of messy not rinsing after brushing? I wash my face off. Like, I wash the toothpaste off my lips and I leave whatever's there there. I'm not saying I'm going to continue doing that forever. I may not. We will see. But again, 40 plus years of indoctrination about toothpaste, it was really difficult to just get rid of it entirely. So we'll see. But if we use an alcohol-based mouthwash, we're killing off all the bacteria. Now, what's the biggest difference between our teeth and teeth on any animal in the wild? We eat the diet. We do not eat the diet, rather, that we evolved to. I believe that if we got rid of processed sugar and most of the crappy carbohydrates that we eat, we would not need to brush our teeth. Where do I base this in? The work of Weston A. Price. If you want to do some interesting research on the connection between oral health and nutrition and all sorts of things, Weston A. Price. Some really cool stuff out there. But the short of it, this is another example where I look and I say, okay, where's the most natural method? You can't do it in a vacuum, though. You can't say, I'm not going to brush my teeth, but I'm still going to eat lots of Skittles. You have to get rid of the Skittles first, and then you can get rid of the teeth brushing. If you eat the way we ate 10,000 years ago, pre-modern agriculture, you'd be fine. But once in a while, I'm probably going to have something that has some processed sugar in it. I don't know that anything in here counts, but you know, my teeth would certainly be more stained from drinking coffee. So I'm going to keep brushing my teeth. So you don't have to take my word for any of these things, but if you find this kind of a subject interesting, there are so many more. And this is, you know, some people will turn a subject like this into a conspiracy theory. It doesn't have to be that big of a deal. Just recognize that there are people that are want you to take certain actions because they benefit from it at all scales. Oh, and I also, what's the other thing? In the car, I keep xylitol gum. Xylitol is good for your teeth, supposedly. It's a sugarless gum. And I find that to be helpful as well. If I'm in the car and I ate something, because most of what I eat, what I'm eating is, you know, like jerky or something, and it can get stuck in your teeth, and that can help move it along. So sometimes I'll chew and then move the gum aside and then brush a little more. I clean my teeth. I clean my mouth. I don't brush. Now, how do we tie this back to martial arts? This is going to be a rough correlation, but I'm going to go for it before we call it a day. I believe that the closer to nature we are, the better the decision, right? The closer to an old school diet, better than a modern diet. What is the more natural way to treat oral health? Don't put rocks in your mouth, right? How about martial arts? Now, I'm not talking about necessarily primal movement, but movement. We evolved from every bit of research I've been able to find to do about 10 miles of walking a day. Movement is critical. Movement is critical to our digestion, and movement and exercise are not the same thing. Within our martial arts classes, we often go from 0 to 60, right? We're standing or we're going really hard. There's value in the middle. There's value in movement. There's value in moving all of your joints at full range of motion often. At All In Weekend, as we warmed up for almost every session, I took people through the semi-official whistle kick joint manipulation routine, which doesn't take very long. It's about 90 seconds. And that routine ends with a full squat. How low can you go? And I noticed people who struggled the first time we did it, and they were 6 to 12 inches lower by the end of the weekend. That's it. So there's our very rough hook from oral health back to martial arts. I hope Stacy says, please clean your mouth before sparring class. If you eat a healthy diet, your breath does not smell. That's just how it is. So people with bad oral health almost exclusively have bad diets. Okay, I'm going to go. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope if you have holiday sorts of things that you enjoy them. And if you don't, I hope you still enjoy your days. I hope to see you back here on Tuesday. We're going to skip Monday. And I hope if you're willing to support us, let's see, what do we got? I've put some new stuff in the family page this week. I put new stuff in the Patreon this week. I've been posting stuff on TikTok every day. Anything you do that helps us move the ball forward is valued. And if you've been around a while, if you want to take a bigger role with Whistlekick, if there's something that you want to work on, we'd love to talk to you about that. Don't be afraid to reach out on that or anything else. Jeremy@whistlekick.com. I will talk to you soon. See you on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Peace.